Blog Talk Radio.
Long ago, in a time before and beyond, an eternal being full of hope set out on an adventure, innocent of the dangers of the universe. This being, this adventurer, some say this fool, set off on her journey. Bravely moving onward, this adventurer came to a conclusion that for progress to occur on this journey, this fool must master certain skills. She gathers all of the necessary tools, the chalice, the pentacle, the wand, the sword, and begins to engage in manipulating the elements. This brave, innocent fool is now a magician. As this skilled magician moves onward, she realizes that, yes, mastery of the world around her is important. But behold, there are worlds out there, worlds of secret, intuitive wisdom. The magician wishes to understand this wisdom. She then comes across two beautiful pillars. One of logic and one of spirit. And between them sits the High Priestess. And you see, the High Priestess teaches her so much. What I've described very briefly was the beginning of the journey of the tarot. For those of you that don't know, it is a story. Some say it is a creation story. I stopped at the High Priestess. I could go on. I could always go on. We can all always go on, and we do. We were never born, and we never die. Right after this song, I will get to some readings. I see there are some people on the phones. My name is Daniel Michael, and welcome to a special Sunday night edition of Main Street Universe. This song is called Fury Dance. And welcome, everyone, to a special Sunday night edition of Main Street Universe at midnight. And I'm going to keep a close eye on the computer here. And I'm going to go ahead and take a call because we have a few people on the phone lines. And we're doing readings this evening, folks. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first one, which is 207. Hello, 207.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Not too bad.
And
I'm
would you like a general message or a specific question?
Well, that depends. Go ahead.
Okay. Just saying, how about we do a general message and see if it leads to your specific question?
Okay.
Sort
sure.
of do that. So here's where your involvement comes in. Everybody's different. Every practitioner is different. Every reader is different. I like to involve the caller in the way that I like to have them tell me when to stop shuffling. So I will let you know when I start and then tell me when to stop, okay? I am starting right now. I'm shuffling. Let me know when to stop.
Now.
Okay. The interesting thing about this is that there's really no wrong time to say that. Whatever time feels right to you is pretty much always the right one, whether it's quick or long. And now I'm going to divide the deck into three piles. And I want you to pick from pile one, two, or three. It's okay. All three will be chosen eventually.
I'm drawn to two and three, but let's go with three.
Two or one?
One.
All right. We know what the and I've avoided saying what the final answer is, like the Regis show. So, here we go. As a general message from the universe, there's a feeling of a stalemate and a lack of power based on the stalemate. That's what I'm getting from this. As well as perhaps feeling because of that stalemate. Now, this could be in one aspect of your life. This is a general reading. You're feeling a lack of power, a loss of control. Not exactly that you aren't powerful, but that you're not always feeling it right now. Like there's something being lost because you feel like there's a stalemate going on. And we got the Queen of Pentacles reversed, which is abundance reversed, and the Juggler reversed, which is you don't feel like you have control of this. And as a general message, it's saying as a warning to me to find a way to reverse this to gain control. And what I want to do is ask you to draw again from the three piles, pile one, two, or three.
Three.
Okay. Two or one?
Two.
Okay. All right. It seems to me that this reading is saying to me, now this is a very simple philosophical kind of reading, which are also incredibly valuable. This is a warning in a positive way, not a negative warning, but a positive warning, that something new can come about, or you might already be thinking of it. You might be holding it in your hand already because the Two of Wands upright. But you must let go of indecision for this to come about. There's a dramatic stalemate and indecision and staleness I'm sensing around you. Even though there might be passion for a new idea, you're feeling stifled and stale and it's not really going awesome right now. However, confidence in your abilities And confidence in letting go of indecision will help you overcome this feeling of this staleness or this stalemate. You have a great idea. In fact, the Two of Wands upright, which is the card before the indecision card, is the building of something beautiful. He has two wands, one in this sort of pillar and the other one in the ground or in the concrete of the structure. And he literally has the world in his hands and looking upon the horizon. So he's not only seeing the world and seeing the horizon, he's helping to build it and maybe think that he's part of it. But indecision, there's something blocking your decision-making powers. Maybe it's something emotional, drama, whatever. But getting over indecision will help you become the person that can have, you know, as the card before it, the world in their hands. There's a stalemate, and that's what I'm getting from this reading, that can be overcome by your own recognition of your own power.
I hear you.
And it's a general reading, so it can cross different aspects of life, of course, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it does speak to my life. There, I don't know about indecision, but I know that where I'm at in my life right now, there is everything is on hold, in a sense, because the house that I'm living in is technically owned by my town, but there are people working to try and get something together so that I can have a life residency agreement rather than my winding up evicted or someplace I don't want to be.
Let me explain the indecision card. It can mean more than just one. And it's literally a woman who, yes, is very powerful. And she has one sword in one hand and one sword in the other hand, and they're crossing each other, sort of cross-armed. But she's blindfolded. Okay. So what you have is a trapped, powerful person with two weapons. So perhaps that speaks to the nature of what you're saying. Maybe not necessarily indecision,
like me,
even though
actually.
It's often called the indecision card, because you have weapons but somebody blindfolded. But this could be not empowered, even though you're a powerful person. And so something's holding you back. Something's holding you from this. And let me, in fact, since I've said that now and gone to that level, and I see other callers there, and I will get to you, I promise, let me draw one more solution card. What can get you over this hump? Because I never felt like at the end of that reading that there was a something to, you know, take home and say, what can I do to get over this, with the exception of believing in your own self. So let me go ahead, which is still a great thing, but pile one, pile two, or pile three, pick from one of the three piles, and we'll see if we can maybe get into something that will help you over that.
Three.
Okay. And it's funny because my hand fell there. Now, this is a very interesting card because it's showing me that if you show them your value and your power, then this might not happen. This is a very interesting card. It's the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is someone working on these, or sometimes called the Eight of Coins, and it's somebody working on these discs, these coins, these pentacles, and they're mounting them on a tree. So what they're doing is they're showing their work to the world. They're showing their work to be hung up on the tree to be admired. There's no one there admiring it yet. This is the work part for you. Show them your talents and show them your value. It's a little bit like the cards before of show them getting over and blowing past the indecision. This is telling me that you are a valuable person in that community in some way. I don't know what your talents or skills are, me personally. I don't know what they are. But if you can somehow show them something that's beautiful about what you do, or something, it can even involve money. It can literally, pentacles and coins can mean money. This might mean pay somebody too, but I'm trying not to go there too much. I'm trying to say, show them that you're worth it, because this is about being seen, being expressive, and having it shown to the world, including if it has to be with some cash or some coin. You might have to invest. That's what I'm seeing.
I'm hearing
is,
you, and I, yeah, that means that's just another confirmation to get my website up. And I'm not sure if I'm doing one or two because I make jewelry. And the other one, if you didn't pick up, you didn't pick up. Well, I am going to be a writer.
You plug it if you wish. If you wish to plug your site or future site.
Right, but there's another side to me too that isn't quite so accepted around here. And among other things, I happen to be a medium.
Okay. So there's issues again about, like I said, with the two sources, you know, in the woman blindfolded. Some say indecision. Some say a talent that's blocked, not being seen. So are you in an environment? I'm going to just say that. Are you in an environment where it's not easily acceptable to say, hey, I'm a practitioner of this kind of thing? Are you in an environment where it's frowned upon?
People know. I live in Maine, so I'm not in the Bible Belt. People
know. Okay. Well,
I
you're
don't.
In Maine, so you should be okay with that.
Well, actually, I think there are some people that have a problem, and I didn't, not because I've made it as out there, but I'm also, it ran in my mother's family, apparently. I'm a witch. I don't hide from it. I came out of the broom closet, but I'm an indigo, and apparently I'm an ascended master, and I don't know. I just know that I have to start doing, I have to start getting the website up. I have to start
again,
doing these things.
So, again, the Eight of Pentacles, is you're supposed to show your work to the world. That's how I see that. And this will help you conquer your problem. And, in fact, a card fell out of the deck as I was shuffling. I was just doing a cleansing, as you know. Since you're a witch, you know what cleansing shuffle is.
Not really. I don't know enough about being one. I just figured it out a few years ago that my maternal grandmother and great-grandmother were.
I don't judge here, and I'm not an authority. I am no one's authority on whether you're a witch or not.
I just say I came out of the broom closet. I just figured it out. It was one of those things I knew I was.
I will say that being a witch is a very interesting and fascinating history and thing to be. I use the word pagan or druid, maybe witch.
I resonate with
more
to
female,
Buddhism.
Perhaps, but I do practice metaphysical things, including divinations like I'm doing right now, folks. And I think if someone feels a calling to be a witch, that then they already are. I think it's in their inherent nature. In my tradition, I'm a member of different traditions, but one tradition I'm a member of, I like how they use the term, they call it born old. And born old means that you've already been born to this in other lifetimes. Mm. And that's why you have a drawing to it, because you were already there before. So that's why you have this weird natural calling to it. And so if you have the natural calling to it, it means you were, because witches usually believe, most witches I've ever met anyway, have always believed that we live many lives, like reincarnation.
I do. I've been a druid before in 1640.
Well, there you go. Now you know what I'm talking about.
But
in
this
fact,
lifetime, because I shut off when I was real little, I was raised in a Christian household. I didn't know anybody had the gift, and so I didn't come out until later in life. And I was married to a minister for a few years.
Hey, I'm been in similar circumstances. Not exactly the same, of course, as we all have different places. But I have ministers in my family, and I had my mother was a strict Southern Baptist. But she also, like many folky sort of country Baptist and country people, also had a little bit of fascination with folk magic. So it was a combination of, you can do it to an extent, but then if you go too far, that's the devil. You know, so it was always this sort of balance. And she's coming to peace, you know, with me now. And now I'm 41 years old now, and I've been a practitioner for a
Your
long
child.
Time. And but
I'm older than
I'm not
you.
An expert. You know, I'm not an expert. I learn things every day about metaphysics and witchcraft. You know, every time I research something, I learn something new. So I view it as a journey and not a destination, if you know what I mean. And in fact, the card that fell out of my deck, and I'll get to the next caller, I promise, soon, was the Knight of Cups, which again supports the further supports further the card before it, which was the Eight of Coins or the Eight of Pentacles, because the Eight of Coins is having your work appreciated, and the Knight of Cups is creativity charging forward. A lot of people think the Knight of Cups is just, they think cups, they think romance. It's not just romance. It's also creative and artistic projects. And I think for this reading, it fits. You have to get your artistic stuff going and your recognition going artistically. And I think it fits the reading perfectly. It's stopping. It's stopping, almost looking like it's going to take a drink from the stream there, the horse is in the Knight of Cups. And the knight is holding the cup of emotion and creativity. But the horse's leg is up, and he's going to step over the stream and go over the mountain. And I think if you stay with that, and if you stay with who you know you really are, then you will sort of blow through this and succeed in your endeavor. The worst thing here would be to retreat and to abandon that. I'd definitely go forward with what you were talking about.
Thanks.
And I think the Knight of Cups confirms that even more. If you know what
I
mean.
Yeah, you'll be seeing me around Blog Talk eventually with my own show.
That's right.
Trust me, I have to do this. I keep getting called to do stuff, and I know I have to, like my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do write poetry and I write fiction.
Oh, great. I'm working on some things. I'm working on a nonfiction book, but actually not related to anything we're talking about, so I won't go into it now, but a different kind of book. And I'm really glad you called, and it's great
to
meet,
I did too.
Other people that are called to the path of witchcraft and paganism and magic and metaphysics. And I will say goodbye, and Mary, may you part.
Yes.
And blessed be.
Right, blessings, and namaste.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Because not much of a show without callers, folks. So I'm so thankful to all of you. And I see some folks in the chat room. And got to make sure no rude people. One night we had some rude folks in here. Very rare for us, actually, but it happened one night. Now it's 270. 270, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe on Sunday night.
I would love to have a reading from you.
Okay.
Specifically, I can get specific about it, the question that I need, some direction here.
Okay.
I believe I recently met my twin flame, and everything started out great until this last week, where I fed him some information about twin flames, and communication seemed to have come to a halt. So what I'm wondering is if he actually considered it or is thinking about it.
I have to go. Okay. A card fell out of here, which was the Ten of Cups reversed, which means there is, as you suspect, lots of doubt about anything stable or anything that he sees as real at all. I'm going to draw another one because that was my urge. Again, it was the Knight of Cups. This doesn't mean that it can't happen because it's another cup card flipping that up right side up. But this is not easy street. This is, I'm not saying that you messed up in any way that would be a judgment call. What I'm saying is that something you said, and I don't even know if it's a thing that you think you said, offended this person. But something went awry, and something went goofy, but it's not hopeless. The knight is up in the next card, just kind of trotting along. It's funny, I had two Knight of Cups in two readings, and I did shuffle this deck thoroughly. And I'm going to go ahead and pick another card. I'm going to shuffle and tell me when to stop shuffling. Wait, sorry. Oh, gosh. Let's try this one more time. The other card's already there. I just want to have your involvement on one. I dropped one. Now I want you to be involved in one. I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you, should I divide the deck into
yes.
two piles or just pick from the top?
Two piles.
Okay. I've divided the deck into two piles, as you had commanded. Pick from pile one or two.
Two.
Okay. Here's what I'm getting. It's not hopeless, but it's definitely bad. It's the Empress reversed, which is fertility reversed, which might be good news in some ways to some people. It's something got off to a bad start, a horrible start, but I'm not saying this is a solution. Here's what I'm saying the positive is on this. This is a light and airy kind of card, the follow-up, the final solution card. And that is literally a clearing of the air with good information. Good information. Good information. I can't say it more quality than that. This is information above drama. This is just honesty and clarity, and there's a chance that this wasn't as bad as you think, because it does look like a big fumbling of the ball here in the beginning. However, we're talking about a man, first of all, who, you know, maybe is forgiving if he thinks you're hot, if we're talking about love, and this
well,
is Page of Swords, which is clear information at the end to bring light to something, to cut through the air, to cut through the bullshit, new, you know, sort of a new approach even could be viewed by that. Just a newness. If something wasn't okay, awesome at first, try a new thing, a new, with like I said, new information, new creativity, something interesting, something that might be a spark, like a great new spark, an idea, because air is the element of the East, and the East is oftentimes, as swords are for the element of the East, the information of new beginnings, new thoughts, new ideas, and exciting new things. So come up with something bright and interesting, and I think it'll be a great new approach. I know that sounds odd, perhaps, but that's what I'm getting from this, and I'm just reading what the cards are telling me.
Really, the whole 2012 thing is bright and different anyway, and I've been reading and they say that twin souls are being attracted to each other. Well, I just happened to be up 3 o'clock in the morning, stumbled up on a social network and met up with him, and we had a lot of things in common, same birthday, not
right.
date, but month, same moons. I did the charts on both of us, and it's like when I put them together, it was like we're the same person. Only thing, we are 27.
But do you see the clarity and the easiness of my solution card? Now, it doesn't mean the end card. I mean the solution temporarily was basically clearing the air and starting with a different approach. In fact, I'm just going to pick one more because you're yeah, I mean, it's just basically saying make sure that you approach with a new clarity, because he is, the card I pulled, reversed, which is an away card. So, yes, there's a high potential of walking away out with it reversed. There's a chance of that, what level, set and or boredom, you can change that. You can change that. These are short. Approach, new interesting thing, is just, I'm kind of getting that message. Please. Is the idea of, if it's not set in stone, then some of those people are going to walk away. They're willing to walk back, like the Eight of Cups reverse, but with good information, not feeling like they have bad information, like the Eight of Swords reverse might have been, but it was upright. So with good information, they may walk back, is what I'm saying. A new interesting approach.
Information, that's the hard part is, okay, I think this is great information considering finding the one person that
was... I might mean, when I say information, I might mean approach. An approach. Like if I approach you in some way and it doesn't seem to be working, then try a different approach, a different way to appeal to the intellect. Swords being intellect and air. Excuse me, air. So a new approach, perhaps. A new angle. A new something. Because what isn't working isn't working. So a new angle is suggested here. That's what I'm getting from this reading. And I'm not getting failure. I'm getting just a new angle is
a
good way. And I'm also getting the fact that somebody might have lied. There might be some deception in here somewhere. Because I had another sword card in there that was a little reversed. I don't know if it was a lie or deception or just bad information. That's why I kept saying information, by the way, in case you were wondering. Sometimes I announce every card as they're there, and sometimes I just go. So I was saying make sure everything's clear and accurate and then approach from a great new angle.
Okay. Okay. No, I understand you. It's just what I'm trying to figure out this. Okay, I'm following my heart, and I have shared information that I have found to be unique about the situation.
And
his approach towards me was more sexual, but see, I'm 26 years older than him, so I was treated more like, are you not, you know, are you sure you want to, you know, get in this mode or just take it like more of a spiritual thing, not a sexual thing?
Okay.
You know, 'cause, and I know he appeals to, you know, sexual innuendos, those type of things. I know this, and maybe that's because he is a very strong-hearted person. He speaks from the heart super easily. I am more in the head, and I am too.
I understand that.
I tend to be more logical, and I always dig up facts. So,
again, I was saying looking for a new angle. The angle that appeals to that person, not to you. Stop thinking that you're attracting you to yourself and think that you're attracting this person to yourself. Do you see what I mean? Stop thinking, like, I know what I like. I can attract me every day. I'm not saying that I want to attract me every day, but I know what I like. What I'm saying is try to put yourself with your airiness, with the sword, with the power of air, and the power of the sword, and the power of floating above pettiness, which is what the air sign, the sword, represents. In their position and try to attract them. Don't try to attract yourself to yourself. You know what you like. I know this isn't easy. This is part of the equation, I mean, that we all go through. It's saying stop trying to attract you to you, attract them to you. Operate on their level for a minute. If they're earthy, just reach over and, you know, or fiery, you know, just reach over and kiss them one time, if that's what you want. I don't know if you were saying you might not want romance in a friend. I understand that. I'm making a point, though, about different signs and how they react. And what I'm saying is attract them to you, not you to you. Focus on their qualities. Use your wisdom of loftiness and air sign intelligence and all those things and attract them to you.
Yeah, we're both air Aquarius.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's tragic. No, just kidding. Because I am Aquarius. That's why I am Aquarius myself, so that's why I say that. Aquarius are very difficult people to deal with. I wouldn't recommend anybody would ever want me. That would be a very long road.
he has like four planets in Aquarius. Okay, so I'm in California. He's in Kentucky. My mother is in Kentucky. She's planning to move here at some point that I need to help her. So I've never met this man. I've never met this, and he's half my age, okay?
Like I said, appealing to the things that you think are proper, appealing to what you two have in common, and again, don't try to attract you to you, attract him to you. Don't think about what you like. Just think of being you and having that attract somebody. You already have a lot in common. You're both air signs. And,
oh, we sure do have a lot in common.
And I do have to get to other callers. I apologize. But I have to go. The reading tells me, as I said, good new information can help you. That means seeing things up high in the air. A messenger is telling you from the air, look, float above pettiness, float above drama and mucky muck. Look down. That's the strength of the air sign. Air signs are weak. Every sign has a weakness and a strength. The air sign strength is the great king that can float above, or queen, that can float above pettiness and rule without getting involved in all the emotions. The water sign queen can rule with intuitive wisdom, but without getting involved with the earth or flying too high in the air, and the list goes on and on. Every sign has its power and its weakness. Use, as I saw as the last card in your reading, the air sign qualities of the Page of Sword, newness, new sword, new air. Float above pettiness and just keep being what you are. This is just a vibrational thing. Just stay what you are. Do not, again, try to attract you to you, attract him to you. And I'm going to let you go there because I have many other callers here on the line. And thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe, by the way.
Okay, thanks.
And it was a nice conversation. I enjoyed it.
Me too as well. Thank you.
I hope you did. Okay. Thank you. And my next caller will be 763. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
And do you have a general message or?
Yes, pretty general. I guess I'm looking for what might be coming my way in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot going on.
Okay. I'm waving my hand over the cards three times. I was cleansing them and shuffling them for a cleansing shuffle. I do put my cards through rituals. I'm not a slave to them, but I put them through rituals. And what I'm going to do, one seemed to be crawling out. So I'm going to go ahead and go with that one. Outside of that one, these cards are cleansed, and I'm going to start shuffling for the reading. Outside of the first card. And you will hear this, I think. And go ahead, and I will let you know when, excuse me. It's funny, something has been making me sneeze tonight. And it's made me wonder if there's like something in the room or a, you know, an animal over in the corner that did something. I have no idea. Dust accumulating. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to shuffle and tell me, starting right now, when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. And I'm going to divide the. Oh, one fell out. So now your choice is very easy. Because you had two cards fall out during the course of my clumsiness, which is a, can be a good thing. You have one of the most amazing readings that I've maybe ever seen.
Wow, that's great news.
That's very strange. I will explain. All three cards in your reading are of the major arcana, which means high, super high major spiritual cards.
Wow.
They are showing me that you are a person of excellence and of very high skill. And that a major change either happened recently or something dramatic is going to happen. And you hear a trumpet and you have to use your skills in a very productive way. This is a very deep, and I don't usually talk in that level of drama when I do a reading. I mean, but these are the tower judgment, hearing the horns, the liberation. And the other card in the reading is the magician, which is the magus, the master of the elements and of the world and of so much. And this is telling me that you have amazingly good fortune coming to you from change, from a dramatic change, from a striking of the tower, from a striking and bringing down the old and into the new. And something is going to, and forgive me if that bringing down of the old was something tragic. I, you know, I don't mean to take things the wrong way. But it just seems like there's a recognition not only of liberation and success, but from this change, which is either in the recent past or present or near future, which sometimes the first card kind of represents either, you know, recent past or... it's not only that, but it's also the idea that you decide to and become very masterful in your abilities. You start taking up skills and you may have already started this, in fact, and you become very conscious in your life, whereas maybe in the past you weren't. Then a change happened, a liberation, and then this magus, this magician, this great higher arcana card is saying your eternal power is now being recognized. And now, it may not be success, but that journey is a powerful thing and a beautiful thing to recognize. Have you felt that way, like you're feeling like you're coming into a skill of your own, like some sort of a
in every single way?
Oh, okay.
I mean, in every single way. I'm in school and on a spiritual level, too. I've been having very vivid dreams and some, well, kind of weird things have been happening to me where I've kind of started to acknowledge some things around me.
This reading is literally to the point that, though I dare be careful when I say these things, this is literally like a magic reading. This is one of those readings of... I just say that because
spiritual energy.
Even in your voice, I feel like a power in your change. And I don't claim usually like any kind of psychic ability outside of reading the cards, but I see and sense a change and power and liberation. Is, you know, that's what I'm getting here.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing, even if it's not paying you yet. I don't know if it is.
No, I've been kind of scared of it, actually, and just started to acknowledge it and learn about it. I'm pretty much in the infant stage, so.
Oh, so it's so nice that you backed up that, you know. Not that I doubt myself or my cards, it's just that it's so nice when a reading is like, especially that powerful, it's nice to see that you know, you back it up
that
by saying
legitimate.
You are on the
yeah.
search, you are on the path, and you are on that beautiful place. Believe me, that is very powerful. There's nothing better than that, you know. Of
it
course,
is powerful,
I guess,
and it's almost often scary in a way, but
yeah.
I'm learning.
Now,
I have
I'm
a lot to
ask,
learn.
It's one thing I tell people about the tarot cards is that one of the most beautiful aspects of when you go onto an alternative spiritual path that would involve the tarot cards, I guess, is that the seeing of the archetypes and the seeing of the different personality types and the recognition that the magic people of the world, the great mystics, the great thinkers that used to be, remember, the scientists and the wizards of old days were also the doctors, you know, the you know, the shop that you go into for the herbs, the scientists, the wizard, they were all the same. And at some point we lost the fact that they were all the same. And there's a good reason for it. There's a good reason for it. Part of it is in surgery, because surgical science came about, and they were so good, and they are awesome. You know, surgical doctors, I, you know, give my hats off to. But also the great natural doctors should not be forgotten either. The natural, you know, old wise medicine men and women of the past. They didn't do the technical surgeries that we do now to cut out a cancer, but they have amazing wisdom of herbs and the amazing things that they can do. So following that natural, magical path is such a beautiful thing that so many people are rediscovering, whether or not it's with herbs or not. I'm just making a point that you sound like you're on sort of a path of enlightenment, even though it might not be mine.
You're right.
And to be what some people call a witch, you know, is not a bad thing, and it's not a terrible thing. And I know many great natural witches that are great herbalists and great healers that know so much about so many plants and how to take care of them and how to take care of bees and how to take care of bats. It's good to put a bat box, you know. All these great natural things that you just learn when you live, you know, out there in the country. I've been both. I remember initially from Baltimore City and then lived out in the country and all back and forth and back and forth. I'm 41 years old now. But thank you very much for calling. And
well, thank you.
And it seemed like the reading was going your way. Major spiritual stuff. I mean, super major spiritual stuff was going your way in that reading, like total reworking or return to an original path. Because remember, they say...
See, that's what my next question was. It was like, is that a past life in a way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it is, because the judgment and then the card before it, the magician and the tower to me was telling me a spark was initiating it. The judgment card was enlightening you to it, and the magician is the mastery of it. And then after that, what I pulled was just in conversation was the Ten of Wands reversed. As funny as that sounds, is people would be like, well, that doesn't sound like that enlightening, but it also is a releasing of old things that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And a return being the Knight of Cups marching forward again, the Knight of creativity, of emotion, of intuitive wisdom, of goddess, of feminine. Remember, the Knight is the masculine, but the cup is the sign of water and of intuitive wisdom. And it's the Knight of Cups at the end. So you are returning to marching forward, in my opinion, into the ways of the goddess. I was taking a guess, you know, I guess that that's the direction you were going.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
And it seems to be, to me, to be a very positive thing, and I think you'll be very masterful of it. That was the magus, the magician.
Well, I'm glad it's positive. Because, like,
it's very
said, I'm still learning, and
even if it's negative, it will be a lesson.
All right, I don't need that right
always
now.
A lesson.
I've already done that a few times, probably. No,
of course.
I need to stay positive.
But, you know, you're the second person I think that called tonight and said they felt like they were on the path of the goddess, and I think, I don't want to expose anything you don't want me to say, I guess, but I thought that that was part of the reading. Or that a path to Wicca or something similar to it, even if it's not that necessarily. Or some kind
probably
of
not Wicca, but I've had
some similar kind of
awakening.
Sure, an awakening of the opening of things and similar things, you know, whatever.
Things that are not in my control that keep coming to me.
And remember,
explanation.
And remember to shield and ground in all of that. And I have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
The show does, and I have other callers here. I promise, callers, I'm getting to you. I'm sorry, I started twisting a bit. We will get there, and we have on Facebook, my name is Daniel Nolan Michael, and I have a Facebook page there, and I have a show Facebook page for MainStreetUniverse.com. It's there. Main Street Universe Facebook. I'm not at the computer right now to type it in.
Okay.
But if you happen to hold on, I got to take calls. I don't think I can type it in right now. But
okay.
Thank you very much. Again, we have a presence on Facebook. Look up my name, Daniel Michael, or Main Street Universe Facebook page. And you'll find us, and we have many shows. We're a show of four or five shows. We're a network of four or five shows. So,
thank you.
Anyway, thank you very much. I very much enjoyed you joining us tonight.
Very informative. Thanks for the reading.
Okay, and thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Nice to be. All right, our next caller is Karen. Karen.
Hi there.
In the desert. Hello, Karen. And sorry you waited so long. I'm,
okay, it's been interesting.
You know, I got called up talking to folks, so it happens sometimes.
No problem.
Did you want a general reading or something specific?
Well, for me, it has to do with. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, that's. It has to do with. I recently. I'm no longer at a job. And so I have different opportunities. I have different kinds of potential income. I'm not sure that I really am going to need to be working per se for income. So
mm-hmm.
But part of all of that, though, has led to what am I supposed to be doing with my time? I mean, I have so many ideas, and none of them seem to really be grabbing me right now.
Okay. What I want you to do is to tell me when to stop shuffling, because I'm going to start shuffling, and tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm shuffling.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Since you said no, R was there. I'll go with that one. I'm also going to just do this randomly. Instead of asking piles, it's telling me that, yes, the projects are not working out the way you would like or not existing the way you would like. It's also saying that there is a potential for growth. This is a very, very important card. This is the Empress, and she's upright. This means you have the potential to build something great. However, it's time to let go of some obsessions, any physical obsessions, including just saying letting go of the worry. It's the Devil card reversed. And when the Devil is reversed, it means letting go of the worries. I know this sounds ridiculous to some people, but letting go of the worries of the physical plane. And the value of that is a very interesting one. When you let go of that worry, it starts to open up doors. I'm getting the impression that you may have started to let go of the worry a little bit. I'm getting the impression that you're in a place of depression, but you're starting to maybe progress away from it a little bit. Because when I see the devil card reversed, or the devil card in general, it usually is a sense of someone being sort of drawn down and pulled down into physical and non-spiritual. It's not that the devil isn't spiritual. It's just that it's being pulled down, being bogged down. It's a heavy card. It's one of the heaviest cards, even when it's reversed. However, when it's in the upside-down position, as it is for you, it's saying that something in your mind is releasing some of this obsession and is ready to move on. That being said, I'm going to shuffle again and draw three more cards for you because I don't want to leave this reading.
That's a good thing, right.
With the devil.
Well, I think that's really true. I think, you know, I think the loss of that job, it was difficult. I had a lot of great ideas, but now they all seem kind of...
Same issues. And...
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, well, go ahead. You're so good. I think I hear you.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I had a bunch of ideas. I was pretty enthusiastic about them, but at this point, I'm not sure, you know, what direction to take my energies. So.
Okay. So now, I will shuffle the deck. Tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling it now. Shuffling. Where should she take this?
Now.
Okay. I only do this not because I have power, but only that it could be through me. I am no more better or special than anyone out there. I view myself as a conduit, just as we all are. We all are. And a pretty interesting three cards came up in very positive. The first one was the strength card. And this one shows literally sort of a, you know, proper looking woman in a garb and gown, dominating and controlling a lion, showing her strength. The second card is the King of Swords upright. It's as clear as that. Your ideas and your beliefs are powerful and you are strong. And you must have faith in them. Because the next card is the Judgment. The Revelation card. The card of hearing the Archangel. Some say the Archangel. Blowing the horn. And the folks on the ground hearing the Liberation call. This reading is all about you. In whole, I'm looking at the whole thing now. I'm stacking all the last three and the new three together.
Mm-hmm.
Knight of Cups reversed. Things not working. Empress. Great ideas, but the devil driving it to the ground. Things not working out how you want. Obsession, etc., etc. But strength is required. A King of Swords cutting through the air, cutting through the bullshit. King is very necessary in everyday kind of tarot readings, especially of swords, because swords are cutting through. You know You know what the problem is. And it's time for you to lay that sword down, cut it through the air. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't do that in a polite way. I mean, be civil. But when something presents itself as a problem to this, you know what to clear away. And it must be done fairly soon. And the end card is the judgment card, which is the people hearing the horn of the archangel, the horn of freedom, of liberation, of being lifted from making that decision. So when you make that decision, you will be liberated. But you have to, it seems like some slack you got to cut there. I know it's easy to say from a distance. I don't mean to be sound harsh. But there seems to be something to be not exactly cut off, but cleared up. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody's fired. It can just mean that something has to be cleared up. It's information. It's again, you've had a lot of information stuff going on. So you've had swords and swords tonight, by the way. And you cut through it, you get to the bottom of it, and you move on to hear the liberation. You know, it's time to step up, cut through the bullshit, and march forward and hear the trumpet. This is a time of action, not of inaction. This is the time to strike for whatever project you're working on. That's what I'm getting from this. This is okay. A time of power for you.
Mm-hmm.
And will be very successful, liberating even, eventually.
All right, I'm going to ponder that for a while, because that's a lot of information.
I hope it wasn't too confusing. I hope I...
No, I think I'm still not... because there's multiple projects, that's what's been hard. And that's where I think it's just kind of putting it, you know, letting go of it, and then going back to it again and seeing what survives.
Well,
that.
I'm not saying letting go. I'm saying cutting through bad information. I'm saying cut through the nonsense and listen to the right voices.
Got it. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Sense.
Listen to the right. Not exactly. Cutting through the nonsense doesn't always mean firing everybody. I know some people think of it that way. Like they see a sword card and it's cutting through, and it's like, that means, well, you got to go. I'm laying the hatchet down. And it doesn't mean firing everybody. It means clearing the air, because swords is of air, and it means clear the air, make sure communications are perfect. And I don't usually say perfect, but I felt like for your purposes I should say that. Make sure communications are clear and move forward. Don't spend too much time in murky decisions, is what I'm saying. Don't spend too much time in the mucky muck. Don't get involved in emotional mucky muck at all. Don't even bother with any of that. Spend time with clear, precise, sharp information, and then make decisions. But you will know. You'll know when it's right, because you'll feel that it's right.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe on Sunday night. Okay. We got 646.
Hello,
are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm well.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Yes, I have a question regarding,
okay.
Regarding the person that I'm with.
Okay.
I feel we have definitely have good energy with each other, and I wanted to know his true feelings about me.
So you're wondering whether how honest he is about his feelings for you, or what his actual feelings towards you are?
Well, I feel he's being honest about his feelings. I'm not questioning that at all. I think he's very honest about it, but I think he's holding back some stuff. Like, I think he's afraid, but I'm not too sure. But then I'm like, I don't know.
It's okay. That will do. That will. Shuffle the deck. Give me just 1 second to clear it. And then I will shuffle it and then tell me when to stop. I'm starting to shuffle for your reading right now. Okay. I'm shuffling now. True feelings are. Did you say stop?
No.
A card fell out. That's what I was wondering. Okay, one card fell out.
We'll definitely stop now, I guess.
But, okay, I will stop if you want.
Thank you.
You will find that it is what it is. Here is what I see. I see a level of I'm seeing impatience. I'm seeing that I don't know if it's you or him, but there's a lot. Somebody is very anxious and impatient. They are not seeing the wisdom and the will of the universe. And they are not receiving it, and they are not feeling it. They are not feeling patient at all. It's the High Priestess reversed. The High Priestess is, in my opinion, the most beautiful card in the tarot deck. And between her are two pillars. And these pillars represent reason and spirit and logic. And she holds sacred, you know, scriptures in her hand. And she's pretty with black hair and big bright eyes and robes. And I have a feeling that the wisdom of the High Priestess is not present in this relationship. And the next card is the Hanged Man, but he's in reversed. And when the Hanged Man is reversed, that again is another card of non-patience or non-knowing. So, the card before that was the Six of Pentacles reversed, and that was, of course, great fun that's slipping away. So you've had fun with this person. You've had experience, and you really want it to work out. However, you're not connecting with them on an intellectual or a spiritual level. Perhaps you are on a physical one, but not in a intellectual or spiritual one. Does that make sense?
Well, spiritually, I think that he's a little... okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm heavily into the metaphysics, heavily into spirituality, okay. And... with him, he is to a degree, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
So his main concern, he's mainly focused on money. That's where his concern is. It's about the money.
Ah. Well, of course, the first one was the Six of Pentacles reversed, which is the money worry, the gifts that you don't have. That was the first, or that he doesn't have, or thinks he doesn't have. So what I'm going to do, because I'm honestly not getting a good feel from this reading about this relationship. This doesn't mean it's not going to work out. This just means that I haven't got a good reading this time. What I'm going to do is shuffle again. And let's see. I think this person attracts you on some ways and not on others. And there's something missing here to me. That's all I'm getting from that. I'm not the greatest intuitive that ever lived. I'm just saying that's what I feel from this. There's something missing. There's something that's there, and you like them, but there's something like a blank space, something lost, a connection, a deep connection lost. Perhaps he's shallow or something. I don't know. I don't really know. But I'm going to...
Sorry.
I don't mean to be mean, you know, when I say that. I'm just saying what comes to me as I'm shuffling the cards. Tell me when to stop shuffling. Because I'm going to... Oh, wait. This one came out. It dragged itself out to me. Okay, basically, tell me when to stop shuffling. This last card. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you want me to divide the deck, or do you want to pick from the top? Your involvement. Now you are involved.
Yeah, divide the deck.
Okay. I will divide the deck into three piles, and I want you to pick from one, two, or three.
Three.
Okay. Here's what the cards have told me since. Again, there's a lack in the beginning of love. There's something interesting, fascinating, but it's falling away. It's the Ten of Wands reversed. All of this burden is lifted away. The card before that was the Ten of Cups reversed. That's what I was saying about the love being falling away a little bit, or the artisticness or the creativity being lost. But in the end, by letting go of some of this nonsense that is going on, or whatever drama is from the Ten of Wands reversed, there is a potential of liberty, because it's the Judgment card again. And I think that might have been the second time the Judgment card came up in your reading. I can't remember who was that person before. You had the Hanged Man in reverse, the High Priestess in reverse. But you did have Judgment upright, which is liberation. This is time to let go of this burden. I don't usually say this. If you let go of this burden, I think you will be liberated and meet another better, more amazing person. I'm stretching there. I don't usually say that. But I feel that Judgment coming up, or you will see the same person maybe in a new way. But I don't... I'm getting a lot of...
Not so good time.
Major arcana... cards and blockage and all kinds of stuff that were all reversed. The High Priestess reversed, the most beautiful card in my opinion in the tarot, of intuitive wisdom. You are a woman. You are born with the gift of the moon and the intuitive wisdom. I'm not sure, but do not make your decision if this worked out. I'm getting the... From this reading, I am saying that it will not work out for the best for you, and it's time to seek new, exciting things. Not 100%. I'm just saying that's what I got from these cards.
Right. Well, because initially my question was, like, how does he really his feelings towards me?
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling that, you know, the Ten of Wands reversed is like letting go of this burden, and I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, and the reason why, because something just came up, and it's almost like it felt like it's almost a burden, not a burden, but a wedge between us. And I'm like, this is not what we need. We're just starting out.
Right. Doesn't mean it can't work out. I'm just saying for the temporary, maybe take a break and then come back to it. I know that's easy stuff to say when your feelings are involved. I understand that. It's definitely telling me Judgment, liberation, get away for a while kind of a thing. I know that sounds cold, but it's... I'm just saying
what
the cards were saying.
I was thinking, like, kind of pull back and just see what happens.
Sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, pull back and liberate yourself from the burden, from the Ten of Wands reverse. Just let that go. The Ten of Wands is a guy holding too many sticks that he can't handle. He's stumbling and fumbling and bumbling. And that's where you were, you know, before the call. So what I'm saying is let them go. Let all those things just fall in reverse. And let the freedom of your independence make the decision whether or not this person is right. It doesn't mean this person ain't no good or ain't right. It just means you need to take a break. Do you see what I mean, the difference? It just means a break is all it means. It might mean a dumping, you know, but it also just means a break.
Okay. On a better note, what about my job situation? I'm working, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so grateful. And by the way, you are my Jupiter card. You're my Jupiter sign. My Jupiter's in Aquarius, so.
Oh, okay.
When you mentioned you're in Aquarius, I was like, oh, okay, good. That's what I wanted to know about the love life and.
Okay.
And about work.
So, and hey, callers, I see you. I'm going to get to you in just a second. Tell me when to stop shuffling. You're looking job situation.
Stop.
Okay. All right. This time I'll just draw from the. Wow. Interesting. And ooh. Hmm. This is telling me that there's a degree of stability. However, you feel as if there's a monotony in a boredom that I think is going to be released in the near future with a bright new idea. I think someone's going to approach you, but with your own work, this is going to take your work, meaning your networking.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in the near future, I would say within a few months, is going to approach you with an interesting idea. I don't know if that idea means awesome job, but it might mean interesting job. There's a monotony factor here. There's a Ten of Swords in between the two. The one was the Three of Wands, which is the beginning of building things. Then the Ten of Swords reversed. The falling away of some of this boredom, monotony, whatever drudgery you're in. But the Ace of Wands at the end shows me that to keep your eyes out for new great potential, because I have a feeling that within a few months, somebody will, if you're active, of course, remember that, as within, so without. If you're active and pursue the things you love, somebody's going to approach you with a new interesting idea, I think. That's what I get from this.
I'm working, but I'm thinking about coming up with my own product. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a product?
Well, that I'm working on, so that's why I'm like, I shouldn't have said creativity, yeah.
So something interesting involving a new product idea, like I said, Ace of Wands, is new structures, new beginnings, new ideas. I think within a few months, and you might run into somebody, but it will have to be from releasing old patterns socially, because it was the Ten of Swords reversed, which the Ten of Swords upright, as you might know, is like beating a dead horse, you know, with a wet noodle kind of thing. So Ten of Swords reverse is letting you know that these swords can fall away and your boredom can fall away, but it will take marketing and it will take excitement from the card before, which was a wand card, a good one, knight, I believe, and we'll end up with a new idea. Some new thing will become your next path, at least for a while, or at least inspire it. It'll be a new inspiration, like a new fun, like a new great thing, like some new friend that is like, wow, this person's really, you know, in tune and can help me in my projects, kind of a thing. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least the experience. I'm not saying it won't. I'm just seeing the newness. I'm not seeing the result, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
all right.
I will definitely think about it. Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Good morning.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Main Street Universe. 920.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Penny.
Okay. And I'm Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Daniel. I'm just wondering whatever you would see there for me for the rest of the year, if there's kind of something necessary
okay.
for me to
general,
work on.
General for the rest of the year. Let me put the phone down, the microphone down. Here's the shuffle. Tell me when to stop shuffling because I'm going to shuffle the deck.
Okay.
I'm shuffling now. Go ahead and tell me when to stop. Mm-hmm.
Right now, please.
Okay. And remember that no time is wrong, really. What I'm going to do, because one card fell out of the deck, and I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, have to do that. Pick from pile one or pile two.
Two, please.
Okay. Pile one, we know already, is the final answer. Okay, this is actually, here's how I see this. As a general, again, this is a very general message from the universe. It is showing me some combat and deception and a lot of loneliness in the past that will soon be overcome. It's showing me that this is one of the most positive readings in some ways that I've had all night here. Though there's a lot of sadness here. There's a lot of the Five of Coins, the Five of Swords, deception, pettiness, greed, but I see in the near future, it's the Ten of Coins upright, which is very positive and telling me that I don't know what happened in your past, but a lot of that pain can fall away in the near future with proper thought. Because it seems like there's a lot of pain in the past here and deception and combat and swords or, you know, unnecessary combat, like silly stuff even, or real. And it ends with a ten of discs, a ten of pentacles, and the emperor. On the end, I just decided to draw that, and there's a time of structure and of dignity is how I would read that, like a time of, you know, sort of seriousness, getting things together, getting legal matters together. I don't know if you had, you know, family that had legal issues, but it's time to get these things in order. And that everything's going to be okay, actually. You know, the Ten of Coins is a very positive card. The Emperor complimenting it is just telling me that there's a time for the rebel, and sometimes there's a time for the to be in touch and to be in touch with the laws and to get everything cleared up. That's what I'm getting from this. It's something about regulation, but I see success in your future. in the fairly near future, actually, in the form of family and in the form of a little bit of money. I don't know how much, but something is going to work out. But I have a feeling that it won't work out unless you do it together. Like, there's going to be a togetherness here with maybe getting certain regulations together. I know that sounds odd, but the Emperor...
It makes a lot of sense.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense when you're saying that. So it has been a really very unpleasant year. So everything that you said there makes a lot of sense to me. So.
Mm. However, there's definitely hope in the near future. I want you to know that. In fact, I'll ask you to pick from pile one or two.
Let's do one.
Okay. Okay. If you find a way to work with others well, go out and network and work with others better than maybe you did in the past, it's showing me that you can have abundance. But it's going to take a while. It's not a short road. It's a long road. And it's saying that it's a time to step away from working with people that aren't right for you. So just like in the beginning of the reading, it was saying, you know, deception from the past, bad stuff from the past. Go away from those people. Once you learn the lesson of weeding out people with your mind, your intellect, your spirit, in the future, there's the Empress and there's the Emperor and the Ten of Coins, which is money. So it's like a learning curve. I don't know how old you are, and I'm not judgmental on how old you would be. All I'm saying is I'm getting this impression that if you change how you meet people and how you meet folks, do it, totally view the world in a positive way and not engage with folks so much. Like, don't get too involved in the culture of complaining, then there's a really good chance that the Empress, the Goddess card that showed up in your reading could produce amazing results. The Ten of Pentacles is the biggest money card in the tarot. So not only could it produce friendly, you know, abundant results, maybe a baby, but maybe some money as well. So it's about changing the bad people in your life is what I'm getting from this. I'm getting about just find a new circle in your life. It doesn't mean get rid of everybody in your old life. Don't misinterpret me. I just mean...
No, I completely understand it.
But just get rid of the ones that are unnecessary. It's really a time for that. It's completely a time for the drama characters have to go.
I completely understand
the bad people have to go. And
yeah. There's quite a few people that do pull me down, so I completely understand that very well. So
you can stay in touch with them, but don't let them make any decisions. And so
okay.
And I'm glad you called. It's, again, the Empress, Ten of Pentacles, positive cards, success, but you can't be in someone else's drama. You make your own story. Remember that you're a creator. Whether you think of me and whether people go, oh, this guy's a tarot reader, and by the way, I've never taken a dime for reading a card. I don't have anything against anybody doing that. I'm just saying I've never taken money for it. I don't have anything against people doing it, but I just do it because I'm passionate about it. And the archetypal symbols, they speak in a way as they speak. They are as nature is. And in my opinion and in your reading, it is telling you that the drama people are not the creators. You're the creator. You can create your own destiny. And don't listen to them. Don't let them bring you any way down, whoever they are, whether it's your boss at work or the person not hiring you. That's what I'm getting from that. So I see it as very positive, like I said, Ten of Coins, the Emperor, the Empress, with regulation and with staying within the rules. I don't know if you were involved in any renegade activity. That's your business, not mine. But I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go off the air soon. So it was very nice talking to you.
Thank you. You as well, Daniel. I appreciate your time.
Sure. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Daniel Nolan Michael is my Facebook page. And we have a Main Street Universe radio page on Facebook, too, if you want to ever look it up. I'm a little too exhausted to type it up right now.
Well,
I'm not at the computer
idea.
Right now. So I am, in a way. I'm in the room. But our show is Main Street Universe. We do all kinds of things. And thank you, everyone. And thank you for calling. You were all so pleasant, and you were so sweet. And thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, I'm running out of time. I have to go off the air. Forgive me. I wanted to get to everybody. I promise I did, and I can't. I'm running out of studio time. And I show up on the air Sundays at 8 or 8:30 sometimes at midnight, depending on my work schedule, basically. So forgive me if I didn't get to you. Thank you, and blessed be.